Fantasy TV.
I want to go to 1 Corinthians 15 because our brother Greg was thinking the same thing I was thinking here about death swallowed up by victory. I'm going to propose something to you, and I'm not going to be adamant about this because it's just so, it feels like it's out there. But then when I'm reading the text, I'm thinking, no, it's not out there. This is what it says concerning verse 55. Now, I left off in verse 54. Now, whenever this corruptible should be putting on incorruption, this corruptible, these bodies, and this mortal should be putting on immortality, then shall come to pass the word which is written, swallowed up was death by victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Paul's quoting Isaiah 25:8 here. So let's go back to verse 52. Paul is saying, we shall be changed. In 52, he says, for he will be trumpeting, and the dead will be roused incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, from now on, Paul's talking about we, the living, those who will be alive when the Lord returns. We shall be changed. For this corruptible, us, must put on incorruption. You remember I said the dead are not corruptible. And this mortal put on immortality. The dead are not mortal. Verse 54. Now, whenever this corruptible, our bodies, the bodies of the living, should be putting on incorruption, and this mortal should be putting on immortality, then shall come to pass the word which is written, swallowed up was death by victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? And I remind you that Paul in verse 51 says, lo, a secret to you am I telling, we all indeed shall not be put to repose. Not everyone in the body of Christ is going to die, because when Christ returns, in the midst of this wicked eon, there are going to be some people alive. It stands to reason. And so in this passage, as well as in 1 Thessalonians 4, we're dealing with the living and the dead. For he will be trumpeting, and the dead will be roused incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Everyone's going to be changed, but we're changed in a different way. We are changed by being transfigured. Quoted that yesterday, Philippians 3:21. Speaking of God who will transfigure these bodies of humiliation. The dead will come out of the dead with new bodies. Our body will become new while we're alive without death. Death does not need to happen, and in our case, death will not happen. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the revelation. You talk about being pioneers. We will be the first human beings in the history of the human race who will not die. Death has claimed every single son and daughter of Adam. Think how many of them there have been. And even if there are only 8 members of the body of Christ alive when he returns, there's going to be more because we're all going to make it. I believe even if there are only 8, let's say, well, I've predicted before, this isn't a prophecy, this is just an educated guess. I think there's under 1,000 living members of the body of Christ. Can you imagine that? Only 1,000 people out of every single human being that's ever existed will not taste death. But even if there were only 1, then death would have been defeated. Remember, we always talk about Christ as the first fruit. He's the guarantee of the resurrection of everyone else. He was raised from the dead incorruptible, the first fruit of those who are reposing. The first fruit of those who are reposing. And so his resurrection to immortality is a guarantee that we will be also made immortal. Likewise, for the first time, there will be human beings who will not die. And death, if I could give death a figure of personification here, death will be utterly shocked and defeated. And if I can again use a figure of personification, death is so freaking arrogant. Death has claimed everyone, even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, death claimed. He gave himself up to death. Death couldn't take him. He had to give himself over. Nevertheless, he tasted death. He tasted death. So not one single human being, including the Son of God, the Son of Man, who came here with no sin, even he entered the death state. So there's still this frustrating arrogance that death has. Well, we still did it, didn't we? We still got him. Nobody's escaped so far. Death is such a tyrant, such an ogre. Nobody has escaped us so far. Like Jabba the Hutt, just lounging in all its corpulence and probably flatulence and incipience. I just hate it. I hate death. I hate death. I hope death is watching this. Screw you. Screw you. Because I'm going to be one of the humans who doesn't have to go into your sorry ass. And you know what? Whenever that happens, whenever this corruptible, look at me, death, look at me, whenever this corruptible should be putting on incorruption and this mortal immortality, then on that day, at that moment, then shall come to pass a prophecy by Isaiah the prophet, and his prophecy was, he probably didn't understand it himself, those prophets didn't know what they were saying. Then shall come to pass the word which is written, swallowed up was death by victory. Uh-oh, you missed one, you son of a bitch. Oh, you missed 1,000. You missed 1,000. The only reason you've gotten away with it up to this point is because God let you get away with it, you stupid mother freaking. Because God let you get away with it. Because God's using you, don't you see? You've been used. You've been played. Yeah. So I hate to deflate your corpulence there, but on the day that the living members of the body of Christ are made immortal on their feet without passing the death state. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not enter the death state. Do not pay the undertaker. Go to the celestial realm. Go directly to the celestial realm. Do not pass death. Do not pay the undertaker because... And do not land on income tax either. No, death and taxes. There you go, Monopoly. Death and taxes. Oh, the only sure things are death and taxes. And you know who published that? You know who made that popular? Death. Screw you, death. Screw you. Hell, baby. And then you know that you're done. See, then you're gonna know that you're done. Because if it happens with one, you know damn well, I know damn well, and everybody watching my show knows damn well that if it can happen with one person, then it can happen with anybody. And the whole time, you've just been used. You've been a tool in the hand of God. He could have done it at any time. Any time. He could have conquered your ass. Yeah, he could have. And you might say, well, I'm still going to kill a bunch of people even after you're snatched away, Zender. Yeah, you are. You are. But it's going to bother you the whole time knowing that there's people up in the celestial realm who didn't need your sorry ass, who you couldn't take down. You couldn't take us down. Where, oh, death, is your victory? Oh, death, I'm just going to mock the hell out of you. I love this. Death is being mocked here. Where, oh, death, is your victory? Where, oh, death, is your sting? Yeah, you stung a lot of people, bitch. A lot of people. But we're going to escape it by the grace of God. And we're not going to believe any of these people who really glorify you. And they want you to take everybody down. And even though this passage says, we shall not all be put to repose. You're the king of repose, bitch. There's all sorts of euphemisms for you, you know. It passed away, put to repose, croaked, bit the dust. Another one bites the dust. But we know that you've been used. And we know that you are going to be completely annihilated. We are just the first fruit. Let me remind you when this happens, death, because I like doing this. Whenever this corruptible, or you're watching the screen, death, whenever this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal put on immortality, then shall come to pass the word which is written, swallowed up was death by victory. Yeah, even though you're going to get a lot of people after that still, even though you got the second death going on. Oh, congratulations on the second death. It's only temporary because you know in your heart, you know in your mind, and you're not going to be able to sleep well after the body of Christ is snatched away because you know it's only a matter of time. It's freaking inevitable, isn't it, death? It's inevitable. And you're going to know it. And all these, the second death's going to be a shallow victory for you because you'll know the truth. You'll know the truth. It's going to be a shallow victory. Just like when Satan knows he's a defeated foe and he comes down here. I know, Satan, you're involved with death too. Screw you too. He comes down here because he knows his time is short. It's like, yeah, knows his time is short. So he's frustrated. He's agitated. He's got no class. Got no panache. Got no style at all. Just crazy, insane, freaking out that his time is short. And he's on a short leash, and so bye-bye, bye-bye. Then an angel comes, wraps up Satan, throws him in a submerged cave, locks him up, because it's time. He knows it's inevitable, but he comes across as a roaring lion trying to capture people. A lot of people believe him. I don't believe him. Because greater is he who is in me and he who is in you than he who is in the world. I'm talking to my audience now, not death. I know you're still watching death. Yeah, you can watch. That's okay. That's okay. the day I'm snatched away, that's it for you, baby. Whenever this corruptible, then shall come to pass what Isaiah said back there in 25:8. Swallowed up was death by victory. Victory B. Victory I. Victory C-T-O-R-Y. Yeah. And then, of course, you'll be abolished completely. And you won't have hold on anybody anymore. And, oh, you want proof that you've been used? 1 Corinthians 15:22, man. As in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. And the general rule has been that one must die first in order to be vivified. It's true that death precedes resurrection. But not necessarily vivification and not incorruption, which actually is the same thing. Vivification is being made alive beyond the reach of death, and that involves being changed from corruptible to incorruptible. And I love it when that happens, and it's going to happen to me and my friends. So suck your thumb in wonder by the banks of your own lagoon, because your time is short. I mean, like, really short, and the biggest blow since Calvary. I know Calvary was the biggest blow for you. You knew the game was up then, but still you had your doubts because you still claimed our Lord and Savior in death only because he gave himself up to you. You had no power over him. He entered into your sorry ass to conquer your sorry ass. But I know ever since then you've had your doubts like, oh, maybe this is still going to work out for me because nobody's been able to escape it since. And you try to calm yourself by saying, well, I was a son of God. I mean, come on. Of course he, you know, the son of God. Yeah, of course. Well, it's not fair fight. It was a son of God. He raised after 3 days. But that's him. Okay. You haven't really considered that a big blow to your resume. But now, the unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid people who can't even put their pants on without falling down, people with food stains on their shirts and shoes that are broken at the seams, people who are fat, miserable, ugly, we're going to escape your clutches. How are you going to feel on that day, huh? Uh-huh. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?